Babel 21.
I came on my spaceship to save the earth. I've been to the south and I've been to the north. Check me out, darling, when you hear me sing. I'm an ugly duckling, I'm a beauty king. I'm an alien Elvis, I bring love and joy. My dance might remind you of the disco boy. I'm young, I'm old, I've got a heart of gold. I'm an ultimate gift to the people of the world.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so heroic, because I come from the planet Fabrica.
El gusto hipermoderno. Babel 21.
Greetings from Planet Paprika. Brazil, Japan, Northern Pole, Balkan, Tel Aviv, Barcelona, Beirut, Tehran. This planet is a mess, we had to interfere. Now we are here, so have no fear. You had to be stopped, because enough is enough. While fighting for oil, you forgot about love. There's a war in the east, a war in the west. There's too much death and too little sex.
Some say that I come from Russia. Some think that I come from Africa. But I'm so exotic, I'm so heroic, cause I come from the planet Paprika.
A citizen of Planet Paprika. Greetings from Planet Paprika.
Immanuel Yal, Rapsoda del Kush.
In a place called Tony, in a village by the river where the people born strong. Irrespective of the fact that the place is war-torn, the people are still strong. Life is simple, people humble. They have been oppressed, suppressed, but they overcame this kind of struggle. What I love about my people is that in the hard time they can still afford to give you a good smile that you can see from a mile. When as a child I used to sleep with my belly facing the sky, with my eyes staring at the moon and the stars. To my motherland, that I'll do everything possible to make a stand. Yes, I can. My people have gone through so much, and this topic I don't dare to touch. From day one, I was torn, broken, and left alone. There were days that life was so rough, things became tough, and if someone crack a joke, I couldn't afford to laugh. Believe me, this life that I live is a testimony that put everything I do in a harmony. When I goes on my knees, demon flees several different ways. This force within me is stronger than any force that is against me. Watch me as I fly to the sky. Shall I fall
Emmanuel Hall combatió a los 8 años. Vio la violencia y la muerte de cerca como niño soldado. Hoy, rapea, denuncia esa práctica en las guerras. El tema de hoy es muy interesante, porque en un mundo ya de por sí conflictivo, hay países que se caracterizan por querer serlo aún más. Sudán es uno de ellos.
Sometimes we find ourselves pushed to extremities of circumstances, where our natural survival instincts governs our actions, which forces us to do things that we under normal circumstances would consider to be inhuman and barbaric. But when the choices are to kill or be killed, steal or be stolen, eat or be eaten, then what can we do when we are forced to seem to make a living?
In the barren jungle and the desert plain, next was I, but Jesus heard my cry. As I was tempted to eat the rotten flesh of my comrade, he gave me comfort. We used to raid villages, stealing chickens, goats and sheep, anything we could eat. I knew it was rude, but we needed food, and therefore I was
forced to sin, forced to sin to make a living. Forced to sin, forced to sin to make a living.
Of 7, 1 year later, I live with an AK-47. By my side, slept with one eye open wide. Run, die, pray dead and hide. I've seen my people die like flies, but I've never seen a dead enemy, or at least one that I've killed. But still, as I wander, I won't go under. Guns barking like lightning and thunder. As a child, so young and tender. Words I can't forget, I still remember. As the sergeant command, raising his hand, no retreat, no surrender.
Forced to sin, forced to sin to make a living. Forced to sin, forced to sin to make a living.
Este territorio norafricano, Sudán, es el más grande de aquel continente. Se ha distinguido desde su independencia de Inglaterra por su perenne y continuo estado bélico. En la antigüedad fueron los egipcios y esclavistas su principal azote. Luego vendría el colonialismo inglés y finalmente el comunismo, el anticomunismo, los golpes de estado, las dictaduras y una guerra civil interminable y brutal entre el norte, que es islamista, y el sur, que es cristiano. Es una nación dividida cuyos fundamentos parecen ser las masacres, las crisis económicas, las sequías y el éxodo de su hambrienta población. Todo esto pues debido a la miseria y a la implantación de la ley musulmana fundamentalista, que prohíbe un sinnúmero de cosas, entre ellas la música.
Goodbye, my brother. Goodbye. Again, I'm in a different world, fighting for the children of Darfur, the children of Sudan, and the children of Africa.
El presente sudanés ya no tiene nada que evoque su pasado mágico y faraónico, construido por el Kush, ese imperio que convirtió aquella zona en una tierra próspera, cuyos afluentes mayores eran los ríos Rojo y Nilo. El Kush era un pueblo con una rica mitología, una lengua importante y una escritura propia. Dominaron el Sahara por muchos años. Como pueblo comerciante, importó cultura de los griegos, los romanos y los egipcios, y a través de su extenso territorio viajaban sus poetas, los griots, que llevaban las noticias y comentarios sobre lo que acontecía.
Boom, boom, boom. my soul that I'm fighting for. Yeah, my name is Emmanuel. I'm supposed to be doing well. Sin is fun, that's why I fell. I'm running out of swing like a phone cell. Every day these issues affect my tissues. Easy, easy, please, that cheesy. You know, I don't wanna give up right now, cause I got things that I wanna achieve. When I was young, I always received. Now I want to leave and work so that I could give. I keep watching the people who deceive. Get out of my way.
Los griots. Eran los encargados de transmitir las tradiciones, los cambios y las experiencias mediante la oralidad y la música. Su responsabilidad consistía en crear y renovar los recuerdos y las emociones de generaciones pasadas hacia las presentes. Reproducían el sentir popular. Hoy son perseguidos y ejecutados.
The things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. My flesh and my spirit always fighting. This evening I met a lady called Daniela. She's tall, beautiful, with a smooth skin like roasted beans. You know what I mean, I wish she was my queen. Few hours later I met our friend Jamila and Amila. I was in a mix and found out again and again I'm in a fix. If you think it, then you've done it and you've committed it. Satan on a rampage. I'm in another war. This time, it's my soul that I'm fighting for. She was Shamwa Tumogwa Manana. The east to the west, everything I see. The degree of the greed and the poverty. Niki Lala will see Pusioni Amani. While few as many, many not any. Work day and night, still can't save a penny. The children are asleep with no food in the belly. Which ones are reaping bad news on the telly? Where can I go to find peace of mind? A world of blind and unkind.
Un griot sudanés contemporáneo, producto de la brutal situación de su país, se llama Emmanuel Yal. Él nació en un villorrio alrededor de 1980. Su madre murió cuando él era niño y su padre también en las filas del ejército rebelde. Huérfano y solo, trató de huir, como muchos otros en esta situación, hacia Etiopía, pero fue atrapado por la milicia sureña, el ejército popular que luchaba contra el gobierno islamista. Ante los medios de comunicación, dicho ejército argumentó que todos esos niños iban a ser enviados a un instituto para educarlos. La realidad fue que a sus 7 años, Emmanuel se convirtió en uno más de los 10.000 niños soldados que sirven en ambos frentes. Se volvió un guerrero que tenía que llevar un fusil AK-47 que era más grande que él.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch lives. I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch life. All people struggling down there. Storms only come for a while, and then after a while, they'll be gone. Bless, bless. My father was working for the government as a policeman. Few years later, I heard he joined a rebel movement that was formed to fight for freedom. I didn't understand the politics behind all this, cause I was only a child. After a while, I saw the tension rising high between the Christian and the Muslim regime. We lost our possession. My mother's mother suffered depression. And because of this, I was forced to be a war child.
Emmanuel fue entrenado en campos escondidos, lejos de las miradas de organizaciones internacionales de derechos humanos. Participó en combates antes de cumplir los 8 años. Vimos la guerra, vimos asesinatos, vimos la muerte todos los días, dijo después.
I lost my father and mother in this battle. My brothers too perish in this struggle. All my life I've been hiding in the jungle. The pain I'm carrying is too much to handle. Who's there please to light up my candle? Is there anyone to hear my cry? Here I am, pale and dry. Born a leader's one, I wonder why. Now I thought I could have wanna die. Hakuna mutu mwenye ana care. Our shame is everywhere. In our pain, what wanna gain? Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain. Wanna pray to maintain.
En dicho ejército, la deserción se pagaba con la muerte, se sigue pagando. Y su condición de niño no era excusa para eludir el frente y tampoco le servía de atenuante en ningún otro caso. Sin embargo, para Emmanuel Yal, ni esa amenaza de muerte por deserción lo hizo desistir del intento de huir de aquello. Junto con otros niños y adolescentes, emprendió la huida rumbo al campamento humanitario de Wat, al este del país. Salieron 300 niños y solo llegaron 12 a su destino. Emmanuel entre ellos. Vivió para contarlo. Y hoy vive para cantarlo.
One afternoon, I'm here because you rescued me. I'm proud to carry your legacy. Thank you. Bless you. R.I.P.
What would I be? Never rescued me.
What would I be?
What would I be?
Telly, bad hungry belly, lies in my eyes, had to be for my size. That's another little starving child, running around in Africa, born to be wise. Praise God, praise the Almighty for sending an angel to rescue me. I got a reason for being on this earth, cause I know more than any water, life is worth it. Now that I get a chance to stand my ground, I'm gonna run over mountains, leaps and bounds. And an angel, hope I'll be one soon. And if I am, I wanna be like Emma McCune. Me,
what could I be? Never rescue me.
Pero, ¿cómo fue que Emmanuel Yal logró salir de todo aquello y convertirse en artista? Pues sucedió que en el campamento humanitario de Wat se encontró con Emma McCune, miembro de una ONG. Ella adoptó a Emmanuel y lo pudo sacar de Sudán de manera clandestina y lo llevó a Kenia con ella. Lo mandó a una buena escuela y se hizo cargo de él. No obstante, 6 meses después de llegar a Kenia, ella murió en un accidente de auto. Así es que Emmanuel quedó huérfano de nueva cuenta. Pero, había aprovechado la oportunidad y salió buen estudiante, por lo cual obtuvo una beca y pudo continuar con sus estudios y a la vez desarrollar las dotes musicales que había descubierto en él.
Of the masses coming from the refugee boy Sonia, but I still got my dignity. I gotta say it again, if ever never rescue me, I'll be a call from the African plane.
Formó parte de coros de gospel de diferentes instituciones y luego se interesó por el rap. Con ello, encontró en la música el poder para exorcizar todos sus demonios, así como un futuro posible. A los 18 años, grabó su primer sencillo y con ello dio comienzo a su carrera profesional. Igualmente se convirtió en organizador de conciertos a favor de los refugiados y huérfanos de la guerra. Refugiados y huérfanos de la guerra. Una historia que se erige por sí sola en una denuncia sobre el drama que padecen miles de niños en el mundo, los niños soldados.
Now I cry myself to sleep. In my dreams I often weep. My children are hungry and my back in pain. And yet they come to rap again.
It's unfair. When it comes to Africa, the world don't care. Some part people have no clothes to wear. Some walk naked, some foot bare. Food aid, aeroplane flying in the air. White sacks of maize feeding refugees. Babies dying from terrible disease. Western politics, African conflicts. Divide and rule tactics, practice. Divide and rule tactics, practice.
Pimps and thieves in Italian castle. Stop raping Africa like she's your prostitute.
To Mr. Oil, diamond and gold mine. Stop raping Mama Africa like a vagina. She's not your whore, not anymore. You take the riches and you leave the people poor. To Mr. Oil, diamond and gold mine. Stop raping Mama Africa like a vagina. She's not your whore, not anymore. You take the riches and you leave the people poor.
Never ever forget the genocide in Rwanda. Child soldiers with broken hearts in Uganda. Massacre taking place in Sudan. Young girls and women getting raped even now. Young children walking in the minefields. Politicians allowing in bad deals and then they steal and then.
Su primer disco a nivel internacional lo grabó en Londres e invitó a colaborar a diversos raperos de otros países y a representantes de la World Music. Emmanuel Yal, desde entonces, interpreta sus canciones en suajili, en inglés y en árabe, y todas son de contenido antibelicista.
But governments, but who's pulling the strings? Who's paying for the civil wars and uprisings? Who's benefiting from our sufferings? Could it be Mr. Oil, Diamond and Gold Miner? Who's treating Africa like it's their vagina? Or is it the pharmaceutical companies? Beneficiaries of the dreaded AIDS disease? Or armed dealers who hate peace treaties? Faceless, shameless and they remain nameless. One thing for sure, they won't remain blameless. One thing for sure, they won't remain blameless. One thing for sure, they won't remain blameless.
To Mr. Oil, diamond and gold mine. Stop treating Mama Africa like a vagina. She's not your whore, not anymore.
Mr. Oil. Diamond and gold mine. Stop beating Mama Africa like a vagina. She's not your hoe, not anymore. You take the riches and you leave the people poor. Hey.
We not settle for that. Them still a rabbit mama land, them say the kitty fat. Them violate the human rights, them not checking for that. They mashing up the ozone layer, claiming ownership of minerals and artifacts. Babies are born baptized in bloodshed, genocide for the gold, diamonds and the oil spread. Millions of orphans with no hope under the sun. This corporate savage is ravaging motherland.
Emmanuel Yal ha creado una fundación con un proyecto educativo para tales niños que lleva el nombre de su tutora, Emma McCain, en agradecimiento a ella. Como rapero, Emmanuel Yal critica a todos aquellos artistas del hip hop que con su propuesta incitan a la violencia, como los cantantes del gangsta, por ejemplo. Eminem, por su parte, le ha dedicado reconocimientos en fragmentos de sus piezas por esta labor. ¿Cómo es posible que alguien pueda pensar que es divertido lastimar o matar? Se pregunta Emmanuel Yal. Él sabe por experiencia que no lo es, y con el hip hop como instrumento cumple con su misión de griot contemporáneo.
Hey, Emmanuel Yal, come in, man. You're the rap artist from Africa.
Good afternoon,
oh, great. You come just in time. We just followed the rat pack for you. We've got some bitches, we've got some hoes, you know, we've got some 20-inch rims, some bling, you know, perfect,
No bitches, hoes, and blings, no, my friend, no. No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-oh.
It's only the love that I bring.
Yep.
Representing the king of kings.
Uh-huh.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-uh.
I don't need none of those things.
Yep.
To sell a lot of record like Sting.
If God say my music would sell from the heavens to the gates of hell, where the angels and the demons dwell, let every tongue confess and tell. I ain't the best rapper, Lord knows I can't sing. So like concert like Puff and Sting. All over the world I fly without wings. Lord of the ring when I'm rapping the king.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-uh.
It's only the love that I bring.
Yep.
Representing the king of kings.
No
hoes, no Babel bitches, 21, no bling. Un programa de Sergio Monsalvo. Producción a cargo de Pita Cortés, Roberto Hernández y Hugo Enrique Sánchez.
I don't know what is going on. I don't know what it is you want. Every rap video I see have the same thing inside of it. I don't want what you got to give. If it doesn't go with the way I live, it's okay if I am different. I'm selling record like 50 cents.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-uh.
It's only the love that I bring.
Yep.
Representing the king of kings.
Uh-huh.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things. I don't need none of those things. To sell a lot of record like Sting.
I don't need to sell some girl's body. Yanni, yanni, and dan, daddy. I don't need to sell some girl's body. Yanni, yanni, and dan, daddy.
No bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-uh.
It's only the love that I bring.
Yeah.
Representing the king of kings.
Uh-huh.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
No.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-uh.
I don't need none of those things.
Yeah.
To sell a lot of record like Sting.
Uh-huh.
No hoes, no bitches, no bling.
Uh-huh.
I don't need none of those things.
Uh-huh.
It's only the love that I bring.
Yeah.
Representing the king of kings.
No 1060 AM,
Radio Educación.